Please turn in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 3, beginning at verse 17. Brethren, join in my example and observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us. For many walk, of whom I often told you, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their appetite, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory by the exertion of the power that he has even to subject all things to himself. In this chapter, the Apostle Paul focuses upon our walk, or that living out of our love for and faith in Christ. He contrasts the walk of the faithful believer with that of those who set their minds upon earthly things. Two different walks resulting in very different destinies. One leading to heaven and eternal glory, the other to eternal destruction. As we prepare for communion today, let us each consider our walk. Are you by faith in Christ, pressing on, however imperfectly, toward the goal for that prize of the upward call of God? If so, then we invite you to join us as we celebrate and remember Christ's body broken and his blood shed for our sins. If you're a believer, yet you're trapped in sin, remember your citizenship. Remember your heavenly destiny. Repent, turn from your sin, trusting in Christ's power to transform you into conformity with his glory. And having done so, take the elements with us. Now, you may be one who is here, and by your own admission, you would say that you are not a Christian, that you're walking according to your own appetite. We're glad you're here, but we want to solemnly warn you that destruction hangs over your head. Please repent. Ask God to forgive you, to forgive your rebellion, and no longer be an enemy of Christ, but one who is born again to new hope in him. And then share the communion with us. And if you have any questions about what it means to be a Christian, what it means to have eternal life, then see one of the elders, anyone on the worship team, or if you came with someone today, talk with them about what it means to have eternal life in Christ. If having heard these things, though, if you're still unmoved, if you still do not have a desire to know Christ and to follow him, then we ask that as the elements come down the aisle, that you let them pass. This is a time for those who have recognized their need for a Savior. They've recognized that they're sinners and that their sins need atonement that only Christ can give. The ushers will now come and serve the elements. As you receive them, please hold them, prepare your hearts, and we'll take them together in just a moment.